Hey guys, we are here today with Houston Bequette. And did I say that right, Houston?
Close, Piquet.
Bouquet. Oh, I was
No,
so
close.
close.
It's almost, yeah, it's French. It's like a bouquet of flowers.
Oh, I love that. Now I'm never going to forget it. And just so you know, I was sent a voice memo on how to say your name exactly. So I will
It's
apologize now.
hard. It's hard. I'll give you a little leeway on this one. Yeah.
All right. Well, your first name, I absolutely have a good friend named Houston, so that one's super easy.
Oh, it's
We
actually
are gonna play.
Houston.
Nuh-uh.
No, I'm totally kidding. I'm totally
Oh my
sorry.
gosh.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You totally got me. That was
Just
awesome. Thank you.
kidding.
Oh, people should be funnier in life. All right. I love
Yeah.
that. So we are here to talk to Houston today about your deal in Haines City, Florida.
Haines City. It's in between Orlando and Tampa.
Awesome. Well, tell us all about it. Was this a sub-2 purchase? How you found it? All that fun stuff.
Yeah, so this one actually is kind of a fun story. So we actually found this one through a referral through a JV partner. So I had actually had the pleasure of hosting a Zoom in Sub2 called the Creative Deal Underwriting, and it was really awesome. It's hosted usually by Prakash and Chai and Munif, and they're just amazing people inside Sub2, and they provide like free underwriting every single week, and they're amazing. And for whatever reason, they were out of town traveling, and they had asked me to host it. And I was just sweating. I was so excited. But it was a great Zoom. And one of the viewers in that Zoom had actually reached out to me after post Zoom and said, "Hey, I think I have a deal. Do you want to look this over with me?" And I was like, "Heck yeah, of course." And so we ended up hopping on another Zoom and going over the deal. Ended up being a really, really bad deal. It didn't work out. But the way I explained it, she actually was like, "Wait a minute. This sounds like it might solve a problem my friend is having." And I was like, "Oh, okay. Well, let's call her." And so her good friend actually just had her home on the market and it wasn't able to sell traditionally. And so they had to actually remove it from the market. And so we hopped on a three-way call like right away and we talked through it. And yeah, lo and behold, ends up being an excellent sub-two purchase. It's got a really good rate. There, if she was going to sell traditionally, she probably would have made like $1,000, if not lost a little bit of money. And so this was, a real big win for her. And it was a win for us because it was a break even, a cash flow just a little bit, but a break even home that we got into for a really great entry. And so this was a referral of like a friend of a referral kind of thing. It was awesome.
Right. So with that, you bought it and you're holding it right now.
So I actually wholesale everything currently.
Okay.
I'm in the capital building portion of my
Okay. So
journey.
no
And
buy
so
and
I'm
hold.
actually Yeah, so no buy and holds currently. I actually still rent the home I live in. And so I know people get weirded out by that, but it would cost more
Yeah.
money to buy it. So I might as well just rent for now. And
Yeah.
so
Sometimes it makes
I,
sense, let's say.
exactly. And here in Arizona, the rents are, actually cheaper than it would be to purchase right now. But so
Nice.
this one I actually wholesaled out. So it came from a referral of a sub two. Like another sub two student had referred this to me. And then I actually sold it in sub two as well to another
Oh
sub
my
two
gosh.
student.
Okay. Hang on. I have to recap this. You're a sub two student. The deal
I'm a sub
came
two
from
student.
you to you from a sub two student, and you sold it to a sub two student.
And my JV or my so my JV partner is a sub two student, my buyer is a sub two student, my TC, my transaction coordinator, is a sub two student. Obviously I'm a sub two student. Everybody involved in this transaction, the escrow agent was recommended by a sub two student. So literally everybody involved in this transaction is involved in sub two.
I'm at six people already, just from who you listed, and
Yeah,
you're
well, and
already
then if you
six.
want to consider like my partner is also two sub two, I guess. So like there's
Right, like that is
seven
absolutely crazy.
people, yeah, seven people got paid that are in sub two on one deal.
That is absolutely amazing. So community really does matter. I mean, who you know.
I mean, most of my deals are that way. Most of my deals are that way.
Oh my gosh, that is absolutely amazing. I love hearing that. I love hearing like, oh yeah, it came from sub two. It came from the Zoom you did in a sub two.
Yeah, yeah, it really did.
And all of these people's lives were touched because of it, whether in big ways or small, it doesn't matter. Their lives were touched. Things, you know, that many people were impacted. Just at like just at a first glance, that many people were impacted, not even getting into the weeds of it.
Yep.
So with the seller, when you hopped on the phone with the seller, did they have, did you like uncover their pain points, like what it is, what their situation was, and kind of go through that with them?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So I usually start off every conversation with motivation, and then it's usually a disqualifying conversation because, you know, I don't hear this often because I think sub two is an amazing vehicle. You know, I think it's one of the most underrated transaction types that, you know, that I'd ever learned. And that's why I was so excited when I learned about it. And that's why I like pursued it so heavily, is because I know so many people that could have benefited from something like this. But that being said, it's not always the best fit. It's usually not plan A or plan B. You know, I would always recommend someone selling traditionally if they have a big chunk of, you know, equity. Like, why would they not just sell traditionally? Or we could do a seller finance and give them even more money. But you know, I always recommend like traditional or you know, something that are just like cutting all ties. But that being said, you know, if I can easily weed out those disqualifying things, then I know that, you know, there's potential for a sub two. It makes my job a lot easier. So in this particular situation, like I said, it wasn't selling on market. And the reason is because it's actually a brand new home. It was built in 2021 and it's in a, essentially the first phase of development in a larger, much larger development. And the problem with that is, I mean, hey, it's a brand new home. It's, you know, at the time of recording, it's less than 3 years old. You know, it's still under builder warranty. Like it's a very, very new home is what I'm trying to say. And the problem is, why wouldn't sell, is there's so many other newer homes right next to it. Right. Literally like a stone's throw, you know, in the next neighborhood over, the second and third, they're on the third phase of development now. And so now the 2001 home, although it's like, you know, relatively brand new, comparatively, it's old. And
like, why not just do the new one? I can pick my floors.
Exactly.
I can pick the countertops.
Exactly. Like,
And they can be in a home no one else has ever lived in before. It, you know,
that, it's I there's a lot of that. There's a lot of that. Also, too, these builders are able to, you know, offer some crazy incentives.
So much.
They do these rate buy downs. They do these, you know, these lower builder loans. So I talked to one of these builders and they actually purchased a whole packet of like 4.5% loans like 2 years ago. And because they kind of foresaw this happening. And so what they're able to do is actually sell these homes if you qualify from their lender at a 4.5% rate. And so obviously they're going to go with a 4.5% rate versus a 7.5-8% today.
Yep.
So why would you purchase a home that's, you know, old when you can go to a brand new home, choose your finishings, and get a better rate and buy downs? You know, it's just, so this was in like this black hole of an area where it just wasn't going to sell.
It was kind of like the perfect storm of circumstances for her.
Exactly. Exactly. And like I said, you know, sometimes it's not plan A, sometimes it's not plan B, but this was a perfect plan C. And so she had actually been paying because when we got the mortgage back, she didn't mention this, but when we got the mortgage back, we were in arrears and she was very, very, very sensitive about that. And when I finally, like, you know, softly, you know, approached her on it, she broke down in tears. And she was saying that she had been paying the mortgage from her 401k and, you know, had emptied her 401k and, you know, couldn't afford it anymore. And so now was in arrears. All the while she was, you know, going through a really messy split, a separation. And so it was just a really, really bad situation. And so her main thing was, and she had mentioned this early on, was the fact that, you know, she had $7,000 that it took her like, you know, 4 years to build up in this 401k. And, you know, it was heartbreaking to her that you know, she had emptied her 401k just to not be able to sell this home. And she doesn't even live in there anymore. That both parties had separated and moved out. Mm-hmm. So it's a vacant home. No one's living there. And she's paying this mortgage out of her, you know, out of her savings, out of her retirement.
Yeah.
And, you know, and she still can't sell this home. And so she was like, she was completely distraught. And so what we did is I actually underwrote the deal with a minimum of $7,000 to the seller, because I was like, hey, like if we can give her back her retirement, this is going to be like the best day in the world for me. Right. And so it ended up being like really, really tight on the back end for the end buyer and for me as the wholesaler. But we were able to make it work, and we found a buyer in sub 2 who's willing to go up to a specific entry, which allowed us to have a $6,000 assignment. We paid the JV partner, I think $1,500, just for the introduction. And then, we paid the seller, just her, actually, not even her ex-partner, because he was rough. We just paid her directly, $7,000. So we were able to literally every partner won, besides the fact that the ex went in and was living in the house, like during the escrow process, and said he was going to clean it up and ended up like trashing it. And it was a sad situation. Like, yeah, but we ended up coming out of pocket a little bit on that. But either way, the seller was happy. The buyer was happy. My JV partner was happy. My transaction coordinator was happy because she, you know, she got a deal to do, and we were happy because we made money. And it wasn't a huge assignment. It was one of the smaller assignments I've ever done, but it was one of the most fulfilling transactions I've ever done, because this woman, who had absolutely no end in sight to mm-hmm. her turmoil, to her troubles, and she was literally just going to consider letting this go as a foreclosure. And she knew the ramifications of that. She told me, you know, she knew that it was going to be 7 years before she was planning on, you know, living in a place again. And we were, you know, like we were able to remedy the situation through a sub 2 transaction. And that's.
And changed your life in a very big way. I mean, she had already been through a lot. She had already lost a lot, obviously. And then, being able, like being at that point of no hope and having you be able to come in and explain a way out, that was life changing for her.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's nothing short of a miracle in her world. And that's so, so fulfilling to be able to give someone that. Like, like, for real, is this your job? You get paid to do this? How is that even possible?
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely love it.
Sometimes you just got to pinch yourself. There's some transactions like that are just like so incredibly like, you know, like emotionally fulfilling that it's like, heck yeah. Like, and I got paid for it. So like you know, there's just a win. But you know, there's some that are, And then there's some that are just absolute dumpster fires, but that just comes with the nature, you know, it comes with the nature. And the bigger the problem, the bigger the paycheck usually is, like kind of like the slang saying. But I also too want to touch on the fact that it definitely positively impacted the seller's life. Absolutely. I know that for a fact, because she literally left me like a voice memo, like basically tearing up, like so happy. And it was just, like, it made me feel so good. But also too, my JV partner, this was her first sub 2 deal. Mm-hmm. So she got paid on a transaction and she got that proof of concept, mm-hmm. and she just hit the ground running. And now she actually partnered up with and works for one of the biggest, you know, sub 2 people right now, Kevin Cho. So, I mean, it's
very cool.
Like, so she landed a job working with one of the like main people in sub 2 through like the proof of concept of getting a deal through a JV partner.
Gator Audio, Get Creative podcast. Tell people to join GatorTribe.com. Chomp chomp. I wanted to come in here and take a moment of your time, let you know that this episode you're listening to is obviously a Gator Tribe member, somebody that's joined the Gator Tribe and said, look, I'm going to bet on you, Pace. I'm going to bet on this education and this community that you built so that I can go and change my life. This student of mine in the Gator Tribe is making money. They're doing deals. They're collaborating with other people. And they're not only doing that in their local market, they're doing it all over the country. No matter where you are in the United States, no matter where you want to invest, getting started in Gator is a wonderful place to launch. So if I were you, I would go to joingatortribe.com.
Mm-hmm. And getting to, as a JV partner, it almost indicates like sports, like you have your JV team, right? Like you're, and it's not that that's always the case. Obviously it's joint venture and that's not what that means. But a lot of times when people are in the group and aren't really ready to make that leap yet, that JV is a really great way to get them, bring them in, let them shadow, see the whole thing, walk through the whole thing, understand what's going on and see it this close. You know, it's just a totally different thing. It's no longer theory, but it's not them sticking their neck out entirely quite yet. So I
I always like refer to it as like a safety net. Like, I mean, this is kind of like a brutal analogy, but like, you know, like those like workers outside of like China, like the Chinese like short shops, how they have like the nets outside of the windows. Have you ever seen that? Oh my gosh, this is really, really, I don't want to go into it too much, but there's like these nets outside of these windows because, you know, people would jump. Well, this is like, you're making calls with, and there's a safety net. You cannot fall far.
Right.
You're not going to, you know what I mean? Like you're going to have like that, like half a second of like that free fall, like that kind of gut, like when you drive over like a bump real fast and you like feel that, like, you know, pit in your stomach, you're like, whoa, like you're going to feel that. But just know that you have all of us around you. Like, as long as you have a solid JV partner around you, like we're all going to be here to like catch you and make sure that you are safe and taken care of. And every closable deal that can, you know, will be accomplished and taken to the finish line. Just have faith and take the action. And that's what I think a big thing about Sub2 did for me was I had this kind of analysis paralysis because I was like, oh, what if I say the wrong thing or if I sound stupid or, you know, but biggest, most like the biggest thing, especially when it comes to these creative transactions, is like, I don't want to put the seller through any like liability or hardship or, you know what I mean? Just by like, you know, getting them to agree to something that like, I'm not even fully aware of.
Right.
I feel like
I'm the expert to be leading them through this.
Yeah.
I can see where this would help them. And yeah, I totally get that.
Yeah. But for me, I was like, okay, I want to make sure that this is actually going to help them. And so teaming up with somebody who has done a bunch of these deals and I could be like, hey, does this make sense? You know, how is the seller protected? You know, and they could give me those kind of insights. So I felt comfortable because a huge part of delivering a pitch, a sales pitch, correctly is your tonality. And a big part of your tonality is your subconscious feeling on the product. And so that's why they say, like, you know, like if you don't believe in the product, like then you're probably not going to be a good salesman because it's going to subconsciously boil through. And, you know, I worked for a smoke and vape distribution company. So I sold vapes, you know, like those like nicotine vapes. And I looked at the certificate of analysis on all these and there's like dozens and dozens of known carcinogenic chemicals and stuff. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, you know, and I used to vape and I'm like sitting here and I'm like, I'm throwing this away. And then I'm supposed to be calling people and convincing them to buy this stuff. I used to do really good. And my sales went from like, to like, just like plummeting.
Once you had that realization of like what this actually is, and you're like, I can't do this thing anymore. I can't. And that's what's so great about Sub2. At first you have that. You have that like, oh, how does this really work?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you see it work and you touch somebody's life that way and you see like how much this can benefit, not just you to make money. That's great. You need to make money to live and continue doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But also like how that impacts other people's life and what it can do for them, for sellers that are in these situations. And you're like, oh my gosh, I could sell that all day.
Yep.
I mean, I could talk about that all day long. Give me a panel of people to talk to. How do I find people to talk to? Let's do it. Because that's amazing. That's fulfilling and fun.
Mm-hmm. That's great. It's great. It's great. And I just want to do it, you know, 100 times more.
I love it. And one of the best parts about Zub2 is the community. Like, you have at any point, if you are stuck anywhere, you have like that phone a friend option. You've got people you can reach out to. You can hop on the Zooms. You can go to the regional leaders Zooms that they're running. You can DM paste directly if you need to. Like, there's always a phone a friend option in the community that you can get help where you need it.
You're never far from an answer. And there's I'm gonna probably like conglomerate like a couple different quotes right here, but there's that book by Dan Sullivan, I think, Who Not How. And it really is the who. You know, how is always, there's always going to be a how. Like, you know, you can always, there's always going to be someone who knows how to do it.
Yeah. But there has to be a how.
But if you can find the who, you don't have to figure out, you don't have to know every single how.
Yes. And hows are figure outable.
Exactly. Hows are figure outable. And people spend their whole life working to be the expert in the how. You don't have to be the expert in any of these.
No, you just have to find the person, the who.
And that is what comes with a community, especially like a Sub2 community, where, you know, I think we're up to like 13,000 people now. And, you know, I mean, I don't know if I've met somebody who I wouldn't like invite over for dinner. Like, they're all just like good quality people. It's like a self-selected group. For whatever reason, you pay money to get into I go to so many free meetups, and it's just a whole bunch of ask holes where they're just like, oh, like, how do I get started? I'm like, you download YouTube and you type it in. Like, what do you mean? Like, start watching content. And like, you know, Sub2 has all the training modules and stuff, and it's top tier stuff. But like, to be honest, like, all of that's available. There's nothing absolutely original or new about Sub2.
New things that Pace has paid for, contracts and things, but you could go out and hire attorneys to make your own.
Exactly. You can spend tens of thousands of dollars to do it yourself. Yeah. What you get when you get Sub2 is the access to the people, the community. Because like I said, the training's top tier, the contract's worth the price of admission, absolutely.
Oh yeah.
The community is just like, ugh, it's infinite returns. It's amazing. Every time I go in there, I'm like, I've got to like take a step back, and I have to limit. So when I first joined, it was amazing. I spent literally 10 hours a day in the Facebook. And it was amazing. I was just commenting, liking, looking, oh my God, like all this stuff is amazing. It was just like drinking from a fire hose. I can't be in the Sub2 community for more than an hour a day now, because like, you know, it's like annoying or whatever, but no. It's because there's way too much good stuff. Like, I have to focus on my business, and I keep getting distracted by all this cool, amazing stuff that people are doing. And I'm like, oh yeah, oh wow, I want to do pad split. Oh, I want to do like, you know, all that, midterm rentals. That's the way to go. Oh, you know, like, and I just keep changing my mind. And I'm like, wow, these you know, apartment operators are making good money. And then I keep looking. I'm like, there's so many amazing ways to make it. And the difference that you get with Sub2 is it's not just Sub2. It's not just that's one transaction type. Mm-hmm. And they teach about everything in Sub2. Like, there's, you know, it's basically like a everything under one roof, one stop shop for real estate knowledge.
That should be the tagline right there.
Best bang for your buck, for sure. I mean, like there's no like I've got zero emotion in my face. Best bang for your buck. Like, it's bar none. I mean, I've spent a lot of money on mentorships, and I think all of them have like, you know, a seed of just a golden nugget. Ooh. Like, you know, I go to each one, and sometimes it'll be on like the third day or like the second day, fourth hour, random speaker. And then I hear it and I'm like, oh, dang. I got to implement that business in my business. It's going to, you know, double things. It's going to be amazing. But then it's like, you know, it's one, you know, nugget. Sub 2 is like everywhere you look, there's just golden nuggets.
They're just laying around and all you just got to pick them up.
And that's why I say I have to limit myself because I get so distracted. There's just too much good stuff. And so I go in, I plug in, I respond to things that I'm a part of. I put my experience in where it needs to be applied. And then I exit because otherwise I'm on there and I'm just like, whoa, like, let's look at this. And I can't run my business, you know? Like, yeah. There's too much good stuff.
I love that. That is exactly how I feel. I think the course is great. The content's amazing. The Zoom vault, all of the things are absolutely amazing. But really what you're gaining is a community, a family, like this whole group of people who are like-minded, on the same path, have the same goals. And yeah, you would invite any of them over to a barbecue at your house. And
I actually have. That's funny.
I want to thank you so much, Houston, for taking your time and energy to come hang out with us. And
of course.
The whole world listening about your deal and what it's like to be part of the Sub 2 community. I know your time is valuable and precious, and I really do. We appreciate you coming in and sharing everything that you just shared with us, with the entire community and everyone else out there listening. So thank you so much for that. And I can't wait to come back to this like in another few months and talk about another deal and see what else you've been up to and just check back in.
Absolutely. I'd love to. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, you know, Pace for putting this community together. I mean, like I always, you know, I feel like I sound like a broken record, but then I have to realize that like, so, you know, hey, it may land on a new ear every time I say it. So like, I mean, hey, look, Sub 2 changed my life. It really did. I had purchased like 9 courses or something like that before that. I had purchased my first course in 2014. And I had spent a whole bunch of money on marketing, just didn't really have the systems or anything in place and didn't buddy up with anybody. And so I just wasted a whole bunch of money on marketing. But you know what? I never really got discouraged. I saved up. I spent all my money and didn't really get success. And then I was like, ah, shoot. Okay. Maybe that market doesn't work anymore. Okay. Save up for a year, buy another course, dump a bunch of money on marketing and do it all over again and not see the success. I did that for like the last like 9 years or so, until 2022, end of 2022, when I joined Sub 2. And then I was like, hey, because Pace says, hey, you know, squat up, get around people that are doing deals. I was like, okay, look, I'm not going to spend a single dollar on marketing or systems or anything. I'm just going to shut up and listen to the people who are successful. And literally within I joined in October, I got my first deal in March. So within that 5 months, it had turned from, you know, I had like, you know, removed most of my limiting beliefs. I had, you know, removed most of my analysis paralysis. You know, you're always going to have some of that, you know, that's just,
absolutely.
But I removed enough of it to just take blind action. And this community really was the catalyst for my success. I truly believe. And I think that you can build a complete business within Sub 2 if you choose. And like I talked about in the podcast today, I mean, every single person involved in this deal besides the seller was part of Sub 2. So it truly can be done and you can do it, and reach out to people in the group that are doing it. And we are almost all of us down to help.
Right. I absolutely love that. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you, Jade. Thank you for your time. Absolutely. I know you weren't feeling amazing. And so I really appreciate you.
You
struggling with us and you sounded great. The voice wasn't gravelly at all. I don't know if you're like trying hard to project or something.
Demi Moore voice.
There you go.
I love it.
It's cultured.
Right. There we go. It's great. Well, thank you so much. We'll be reaching out to, catch up with you again in a few months and just see where you're at that point.
Heck yeah.
All right. Have a great night.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Get Creative Podcast. We hope you found it both informative and inspiring. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and stay tuned for more exciting financial insights. Until next time, keep those creative ideas flowing and get creative.